Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer here this morning with the morning devotional again here this morning. I've been reading this morning out of a martyr book, the Book of Martyrs, and after being burdened for the people in our area, realizing that persecution could be coming our way. We don't know when could it be this generation, could it be the next, could it be our grandchildren's time, in our grandchildren's time, we don't know. But nevertheless, persecution in other countries is still going on in greater ways than ever before. There's more people giving their lives today, in the day that we live in, than ever before, for the sake of the gospel. Here's another story I wanted to share. This is Mary. Her name was Mary. And this happened in Lebanon. She was 17 years old. And this happened between the time of 1975 and 1992. So this just happened recently. It says, Mary and her family were forced to their knees before their home. The leader of the Muslim fanatic who had raided their village waved his pistol carelessly before their faces. His hatred for the Christians burned in his eyes. If you do not become a Muslim, he threatened, you will be shot. Mary knew that Jesus had been given a similar choice. Give up your plan to save sinners, or you will be crucified. He chose the cross. Mary's choice was similar. I was baptized as a Christian, and his word came to me. Don't deny your faith. I will obey him. Go ahead and shoot. The report of a gun from behind her echoed in the valley, and Mary's body fell limply to the ground. 2 days later, the Red Cross came into her village. Of all her family, Mary was the only one still alive, but the bullet had cut her spinal cord, leaving both her arms paralyzed. They were stretched out from her body and bent at the elbows. Just like Jesus at his crucifixion, he could do nothing with them. More words from the Lord came to Mary. Even though she is now handicapped, she knew God had a plan for her life. Everyone has a vocation, she said. I can never marry or do any physical work, so I will offer my life for Muslims, like the one who cut my father's throat, cursed my mother and stabbed her, and then tried to kill me. My life will be a prayer for them. Was quite touched by that story, the lack of bitterness in her life, being crippled. It would take quite some faith. It says here, such prayers, people like Mary, such prayers shatter the government of those who persecute Christians, as billions of dollars spent on atomic bombs could never do. They also bring those who hate Christians face to face with the Son of God. Mary's example encouraged others to take a heroic stand in Lebanon. Many died, were wounded, or fled the country during the Lebanese Civil War. Some stayed, as did one missionary, who was too concerned with his flock to flee to safety. Through the blast from a shell exploding in his home, left him deaf in one ear, and killed the family of five who lived next door to him. He was still strong in spirit. One ear was enough for him to use in spreading the gospel. People are coming to the Lord every day, he reported in 1990, one of the worst years of the war. May the Lord do a work within us today. May he strengthen our faith to such a degree. May he be with you all. Amen.